The farm is hidden behind tall trees and a short wall. But walk closer and you can start to see the coral pink and blue main house. There are 6 small cottages on one side of the house, and sitting right over the little river is a 2-story boathouse from the early 1900s.
You know, you're in here, you're not in Miami, and you can walk 2 feet out the door and you're in Miami. What could be better?
Tamara Hendershot came to Miami from New York in the mid-80s. She had moved here for a job but was laid off a few months later. So she started buying and selling houses, living in them for a few years each, and moving on. After 5 houses, she stumbled upon this property.
And then I thought, wow, this is fun. I like it here. So I, thought, well, I don't want to sell it.
She tore down walls, she added porches, and repainted everything. She grew exotic flowers and planted fruit trees.
That's a mame tree.
This is a mango called the Julie.
And a lychee here.
That's Aki.
This is a fruit tree that nobody knows what it is.
Then she heard that the Magic City Trailer Park in Little Haiti was selling cottages for about $9 each.
I said, well, they can be used like old Florida.
And that's how the Magic City Farm got its name. Each of the 6 cottages has its own old Florida style. Tamara designed them herself. She buys things from thrift stores, decorates with recycled materials, and gladly accepts hand-me-downs.
Available. It's what's available style. It's just mushed together in a peculiar way. Plus, I can't really do valuable or precious because everything's open and we have tons of animals and they all go through. Chickens, ducks, cats and dogs, and anything else that happens to be around. Squirrels, doves, iguanas. Anything.
The animals just hang out wherever they find a comfy spot.
Do you have any eggs in there? Oh my goodness gracious.
Sometimes that even means running into a chicken laying eggs between some pillows in one of the cottages.
They're warm.
Oh goody.
Oh my goodness.
And Mr. Wrinkles, a 400-pound pot-bellied pig, lounges around in the shade.
Wrink!
Say hello!
Photographers from Germany, France, and England have come here to do shoots for fashion magazines and commercials. Kids visit on field trips, and it's a stop on the weird Miami bus tour. That's how Muriel Olivares discovered the farm about 6 years ago.
I remember thinking, how did I not know about this place?
Now Muriel lives a block away where she runs an urban garden. And recently, she, her boyfriend, and their baby came to stay at the farm for about 3 months, just for a change of pace.
I remember one afternoon, the weather was really, really nice, and a bunch of my friends came over with their babies, and we had a big picnic, just blankets out, and the light was filtered because of the plants, and you can hear the wind through the bamboo, and the river's right there, like maybe 20 feet away, and it was just, it's like having your own private little paradise.
Tamara's selling the farm because she says it's just gotten to be too much work. She has some ideas about what she hopes it could be after she sells it.
It could be a writer's retreat. It could be an artist colony.
But ideas about what she'll do next?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do when I grow up.
I'm Julia Duba in Miami.